You know, if you grew up in Hawaii, you're probably aware of the privately taught Japanese language classes offered throughout the state after school and on weekends. But Maranoff School here on Oahu took the bold step of beginning a Chinese language immersion program during the school day. This Chinese New Year, it announced it was expanding it from kindergarten up through sixth grade. We listened in on a kindergarten class where Mandarin lessons were the focus and English was checked at the door. Take a listen. Jill Takasaki-Canfield recalls she attended after-school Japanese language classes as a child, but the Maranoff program takes learning a second language to a whole different level.
So we're in the second year of our Chinese immersion program, where students spend 50% of the day learning in Mandarin. So they take math, science, and Chinese literacy in Mandarin, and the other half of the day they take the other subjects like English literacy, social studies, and religion, and a little bit of art.
So tell us, how did this all get started here at Maranoff?
You know, we've had relationships with schools in China and other countries for a number of years. I mean, even going further back, you know, we're 91 years old, and even back then, I think the people that, the sisters that established the school, really had a sense of really giving out and reaching out, not just to the local Chinese community, but also abroad. So I think it's part of our DNA or our heritage, just to, you know, wanting to create global citizens in our students. So, you know, for years we've offered world languages. About 12 years ago, we started a program where every student in the grade school K through 8 took Mandarin. And so this was kind of the next step, where we wanted to really develop something that not just develops advanced proficiency in the language, but also provides so many cognitive benefits for the students, as well as developing, you know, global competence, so that they really can be engaged global citizens.
This was made possible through a generous donation.
Yes, definitely. So we've had, I mean, really the support of a lot of people in our community over the years leading up to the launch of the program in about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. But prior to launching, you know, there was a lot of planning that went into place. We worked with consultants. There were people in the community that supported the idea of doing this. So, I mean, immersion programs, as you know, I mean, we've had Hawaiian immersion in my community for years. And so it's not a new concept, but doing it in this way with a language other than Hawaiian, you know, we're the first school to do that. We're really excited to be able to provide this to our students. So the teachers, so the team is really a Chinese teacher and an English teacher, and they really are a partner. So the students, it's kind of like the, for example, in kindergarten, we have 50 students in our kindergarten immersion program. And there's 25 in our traditional kindergarten and 50 in the Chinese immersion program. The Chinese immersion program has a Chinese teacher and an English partner teacher, and they really work as a team to work with the 50 students. We're really thankful for the gift that we recently received and the pledge that really will help us expand. I mean, we have a plan K through 12 for the students involved in this program, but really it will help us go from K through 6 and solidify just all that we need to do. I mean, to create the best possible program and implement all of the best practices that, you know, we've learned about. This gift is going to provide things like the best possible curriculum, an online classroom, professional development, as well as other things that will really support providing an excellent immersion program. Other than taking a child and putting them in China or a place where, you know, Chinese is spoken, creating an environment, like the best way to learn a language is through immersion, you know, and school provides a really natural context for that. And so it's very, it's just very natural.
We're talking young kids, mm-hmm. but what else is there available for, let's say, the high school kids?
We have sister schools in other countries, and so our students, as early right now as 7th grade through 12th grade, participate in exchanges with our sister schools. So we do things like more of a friendship exchange. We do programs that are more service-oriented. And we also, last year, just did our first program where we call it Common Goal, where it's connecting students around things that they're passionate about. So our boys' basketball team went to visit our newest sister school in Shanghai, and they connected over basketball. I mean, they, you know, did other lots of other activities, but they were, you know, students that were really excited about playing basketball, and they really connected over it. And one of the neatest things, I think, was that the coaches, so that there was a practice led for both our students and the Chinese students, but led by their coach, and another practice led by our coach. And it was a really interesting cross-cultural and learning opportunity. But I think that more than anything, the students just see that, you know, they're kind of the same. I mean, there's differences, but there's so many ways you can find common ground. And I think that that's something that we're trying to do, just help students connect over things that they're passionate about. And really giving our students the skills, because our vision is that our students would be global citizens of character. And so it's not just, not just the immersion program, but the other programs, giving students the skills so that they can be equipped to connect and be just create positive change and be a positive force in our community and beyond. I think that all of these kinds of programs are great for our students, you know, back then and even now, to stay connected to their heritage and their culture. And I think that what we're hoping to do is not just, you know, have students feel more connected and be proud, but also, I mean, it really, this program is not just for students that might be Chinese. There's lots of students that are not. I think only about a third maybe of our students might have some kind of Chinese heritage. So it's really, maybe it's a little bit different experience because you are connecting to that part of your identity. But I think it's also, regardless of your background, I mean, it will help you to, I think, appreciate other cultures, be more mindful and appreciative of diversity. And again, just getting exposed to another culture will help them in the future, no matter what they do.
And this really sets Maranal apart. And, you know, we've had a situation in our community where St. Francis, unfortunately, is closing down. And I know a lot of those families are heartbroken, but they're looking at, okay, where else can we continue this Catholic education and the kind of values and ideals that they wanted their children to have at St. Francis?
This program, as well as some of the other programs that we've started, like the MX program at the high school, as well as implementing things like Project Lead the Way at the grade school. I mean, there's so many great things that are happening at Maranal. I feel like, I think people are noticing us, and it's saying something about what we're trying to do here. Like, to me, I mean, I love immersion. I moved to Maranal because of this program and wanting to be a part of it. But I think it's part of a bigger thing of what we're trying to do. I mean, we're just trying to create the best possible learning environment for our students. So I think people are noticing that, and it's exciting to be a part of it. We did do a special kind of open house just for the parents and students of St. Francis, because I think that there are a number of students and families that are considering us. So, I mean, we want to do whatever we can to support students and families through this tough time.
That was Jill Takasaki-Canfield, Director of Maranal's International Programs, talking about the recent expansion of its Chinese immersion program in its elementary school. It's thanks to a $225,000 donation from Douglas Ho, class of 1960. The Maranal graduate wistfully said he wishes he was 6 years old again and back in kindergarten. The gift allows parents to choose the immersion program at no cost in tuition, extra cost in tuition. The current kindergarten program already has a wait list.